Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This bill has far-reaching consequences for the economic health of this country and for basic liberty in our society. And that's why this decision and the debate that is going on right now is fundamental. And there's one candidate in this race who can actually make the contrast that is necessary between the Republican position, the conservative position, and one that is overwhelmingly supported by the American public and one that Barack Obama believes in. And that's Rick Santorum. And there's one candidate who is uniquely disqualified to make the case. It's the reason I'm here and he's not. The reason that I talk about Obamacare and its impact on the economy and fundamental freedoms, and Mitt Romney doesn't. It's because he can't, because he supported government-run health care as governor of Massachusetts.
There is Rick Santorum on the steps of the Supreme Court on Monday explaining why he's the candidate that can get rid of Obamacare. The Supreme Court and the Affordable Care Act are where we get started in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Here is host Frank Beckman talking to Michigan Attorney General Bill Shute about the conversations going on in Washington and what has brought this to the Supreme Court.
This is the moment everyone has been waiting for on both sides when the arguments begin before the Supreme Court. Tell me the issues and in 3 days of hearings, who all will be heard on this?
Well, you know, the core issue here, and we really need it, it's all about the constitutional validity of the individual mandate. And the core issue is, does the federal government have the power to force, to require every citizen in America to purchase health insurance, and if you fail to do so, fine you, assess a monetary penalty? That's the issue. That's the question. I would say no, because our framers, our Constitution, put into place checks and balances to restrain an all-powerful federal government.
And we've seen arguments in recent days pop up about the parts of the health care plan that have already been implemented and have been told that if we stop it now, we're going to do untold damage to our economy.
Well, you know, that's just it's not true at all. And see, you have to separate the constitutional validity, and this is the supreme test by the Supreme Court of our Constitution. You have to assess the constitutional validity separate from health care policy. You know, Congress could have, and you could argue that Congress could have done this if they would have assessed a tax. I would think that would be bad policy, but Congress couldn't muster the votes for tax increases to pay for this. And so then what did they do? They created this individual mandate. But that bumps into the 10th Amendment, and it goes beyond the powers enumerated in Article 1, Section 8. And so ever since this passed, there was a firestorm of controversy. Everyone sharpened their constitutional chisels, and now we have the Supreme Court, which will really make a decision on what are the outer limits of the federal government and this unprecedented action by Washington.
Is there a clause in the health care law, which I guess it, I'm not an attorney, so I don't know all the nomenclature. I hope you'll forgive me. But I was told it's called a saving clause, where if one part of the legislation is defective, then the rest of it still remains in place and just the one part has to be changed. But in this case, I was told there was no so-called saving clause. And so if one part of the legislation is found to be defective, it all comes crashing down. What's true?
Well, you know, you got it right. You're doing just fine in terms of your legal analysis. And this savings clause is often referred to as a severability clause, where if one portion of a statute is declared invalid and constitutional, the rest of the statute survives. But there is no such provision in this. And so part of the debate will be on the severability issue. If the mandate's declared unconstitutional, what happens to the rest? And on that issue, the Supreme Court could go a variety of different ways.
The Supreme Court and Obamacare, as we continue on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself. But who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
I think I've heard it all.
Rhonda Collins, TurboTax CPA.
I've been doing taxes for 25 years, and I've answered a lot of tax questions. I still do, right here at TurboTax. Say you're using TurboTax and you have a tax question. You can call or chat online with a CPA, enrolled agent, or tax attorney to get the answers you need. And the best part is, it's free.
File today at TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
And now, here's another tax tip from TurboTax. While college tuition costs can add up fast, the deductions and credits can add up as well. That's because this year the American Opportunity Credit for college tuition is up to $2,500. This amount could be available for all 4 years of college and for each student in your family. It even covers the cost of books. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
Looking for top TV brands? Here's what makes you clap your hands. Samsung, Sony, Shark, LG, and so much more, so stomp your feet.
The ultimate hoops experience is on at Sears. Come in now or visit Sears.com/hoops and get a Sony 46-inch 1080p TV for only $699.99.
Brand new models come and see with the Price Match Guarantee.
See store for Sears Price Match Plus policy. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
Go Alaska and Hawaii!
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 1-800-620-7476 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free, get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial at Proactive, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 1-800-620-7476. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial at Proactive plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-620-7476. That's 1-800-620-7476.
All right, so more on the so-called Affordable Care Act. That's what some call it. Obamacare is what some people call it. Here are, conversations that Talk Host Bill Wills had with Senator Sherrod Brown of Ohio about the challenge in the court, which he says is unusual since most of this new law hasn't gone into effect yet.
For political junkies or anyone that loves this country, this is historic because this is the way it should be. I mean, Congress comes up with something. There are three branches of government. The Supreme Court can take a look at it to see if it's legal or not as far as within the Constitution. So I think just from that standpoint, it's fascinating this week.
Yeah, you know, it is. Seriously. It is.
Take sides aside, you know, but just the actual discussion of this in the courts is historic.
Yeah, and everything over time is weighed, almost everything. I'm not a lawyer, but almost everything is weighed by the Supreme Court over time because laws are challenged. This one's unusual, if not probably not unique, but probably not the only time, but it's unusual, and much of this hasn't taken effect, and so the government hasn't really done several things that are already being challenged, like the mandate. Some of the things it's done, you know, if you're 23, you can stay in your parents' plan. If you can, if you're a senior, you're getting more than a million Ohio seniors have had no copay, no deductible physicals, and other kinds of tests. People, I met with two families last week in Columbus who each have a small child who is diabetic. They, under law now, cannot be taken off their insurance plan by the insurance company. So those things are already in effect. But the challenge in the court is mostly about the mandate, which hasn't taken effect. So that's unusual, if not the first time in American history. And that's one of the things that the court will consider in this.
All right. Since this thing was passed, let me ask you a couple things. Sure. Number one, it seems frustrating that there have been so many waivers. And I even had emails about that this morning from people. Every week for a while, the president was announcing another waiver. Why all the waivers? If this thing is so good, why all the waivers the last couple years?
Well, I think that's a bit exaggerated, the number of waivers, but because the bill hasn't taken effect yet, they're trying to do things to sort of set the table for it. I don't think there's going to be large numbers of waivers once the legislation is law. I mean, once it takes effect in 2014. But the fundamental things that have changed already have been, I think, generally agreed to as pretty positive things. And that's, you know, as I said, the 23-year-old staying under parents' plan, the copays and deductible, the free screenings for seniors, the cut in the cost of prescription drugs if you're in that donut hole, all of those things. And one of the fundamental questions is, will the court take away all of those things? And, you know, this whole mandate idea was really an idea that came mostly from Republicans a half a generation ago, and, you know, Governor Romney's for it. And most economists will say, how do you do the rest of this if everybody's not insured? Because you have insurance that Clear Channel provides to you, I assume. And when somebody that doesn't have insurance shows up in the emergency room, and somebody's paying for the cost of that, and that cost is added to the insurance cost with cost shifting that everybody else has.
But the argument, as you well know, and not to dig all this up, is why am I forced to buy a product with health insurance is? Why am I forced to buy that?
I understand that argument. And there are clearly two sides to it, as you say, and your point is well taken. But I just don't know how you deal with the cost of health care. I mean, there are a whole bunch of 50 million, in essence, there are 50 million free riders on this health care, in this health care system, people that don't have insurance. And when they go to the doctor, particularly if it's an emergency, if they end up in the emergency room from a motorcycle accident or some illness, somebody's paying for it. And what's fair about that? And so that's the fundamental question to me.
Talk host Richard Pyatt with attorney Rich Magala about the constitutionality of the mandate part of the law.
What seems to be at the center of this is the notion that everyone would be required to participate. Is that what is the crux of the issue?
Well, that's certainly the main part of it. There's a couple of different issues, but that's one of them, and probably the main one, is does Congress have the right to enact individual mandates forcing people to buy insurance?
And what is the precedent there, or is there one?
Sure there is. The court in the past has held pretty consistently that Congress has the authority to enact or any legislation that affects interstate commerce, And so, you know, they pretty much upheld that. Probably the last time of anything significant that they turned it down was back in FDR's day when he tried to go ahead and just enact a lot of different legislation to get the economy rolling again after the Depression, and they held that he kind of overstepped his bounds there.
Hmm. So the precedent then is they have the authority to do this?
Yeah, in most cases. I mean, there's been a couple other ones that they struck down. One was firearms around schools or something like that. I can't remember what it was. But it really wasn't an economic one. Most of the economic ones they've upheld. It comes down to, you know, if you're a Las Vegas bookmaker, where do you bet on this? And then why?
All right. Well, go ahead.
Well, because there's really two types of conservative courts in play here, or court personnel in play. You have Thomas, who is a believer that if you want to look at it from a conservative political climate, that anti-government, anti-federal government authority type of a person, contrasted with a different type of conservative justice, Kennedy, Roberts, Scalia, who are more judicial restraint conservative, that judges should not be active and they should show restraint.
We'll pause for a moment and then more from the campaign trail in this hour of the Countdown.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
As you know, the Talk Radio Countdown Show is all about what the talk medium is focused on, radio, television. Here's host John Sylvester talking to the nation's John Nichols about Rick Santorum losing his temper and swearing at a reporter.
It's my understanding he snapped after his event in Racine.
Yeah.
Here he is in Racine. Speaking to the crowd.
Why would we put someone up who is uniquely, pick any other Republican in the country? He is the worst Republican in the country to put up against Barack Obama. Why would Wisconsin want to vote for someone like that? He's right.
He's exactly right. But do you know what happened? Do you know what happened, right? With the New York Times reporter?
Didn't Santorum start swearing at him?
Yeah. The New York Times reporter, Jeff Delaney, who's really a pro, one of the top political reporters in the country, and Santorum should be happy that one of the top political reporters in the country is actually hanging out with him. But Delaney comes up to him and says, wow, that's really taking you up to a new level, saying, you know, Mitt Romney's the worst Republican in the country. That's maybe even a little hyperbole there. And Santorum turned to him and he said, don't distort my words. That's bull. And I can't say it on radio. And he said it flat out, said the word. And like, Delaney was shocked, you know, because it's not very often that candidates actually do it on the record in public. And it was a very, very interesting thing because, you know, it's unclear whether Santorum was saying, don't distort my words about Romney, or don't distort my words. You need to make it clear that what I say is BS.
So
but whatever it was. He did say it, and, you know, do you think that's really going to hurt him with voters in Wisconsin?
No, yelling at the New York Times is not going to hurt Rick Santorum.
Talk host Randy Bushover with the University of Louisiana political science professor Pearson Cross about the significance of Rick Santorum's big win in Louisiana.
When we look at these results, what kind of asterisk does a person in New York State not see? What do you know about Louisiana that says, well, maybe they're not what they appear to be? Or is it a real good Santorum victory?
This is a huge Santorum victory. Santorum won going away. Romney really failed to connect with Louisiana. This is a warning shot, I mean, like every southern state across the bow of Romney. But it's a particularly sharp one. You know, Louisiana is a state where Romney should do pretty well, but, you know, relatively speaking. But, I mean, Santorum's really picking up momentum. He was very popular in this state. His appearances around the state seemed to really capitalize on evangelical fervor for him and his candidacy. So it's got to be some warning for Romney.
Did Romney campaign more in the state, spend more money in the state, advertise more in the state?
No, there was some. Really, Romney kind of ignored Louisiana to a certain extent. He came down and did an appearance in Shreveport and maybe one other appearance, I think. But it was Santorum and Gingrich who were really spending some time here. Ron Paul got by over in Hammond. I know some of my students at UL were going over to see Ron Paul. They're big fans. But really, it was Santorum had a sense that this was going to be his moment. He won big, 22 points.
The Associated Press says, according to exit polls, Santorum did especially well with conservative, blue-collar, and religious voters. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, Louisiana is a very religious state, you know, and Romney, being a Mormon, there aren't that many Mormons here, and also being, somewhat blue-blooded, very rich person, isn't really appealing to that electorate. Louisiana, for a long time, the reason why Louisiana didn't vote like the rest of the South was that we had a large Catholic contingent here. Southern Louisiana is mostly Catholic. And Catholic voters at that time remained allied with the Democratic Party for much longer than the rest of the voters in the South. But at this point, that's turned, and Catholic voters are now voting a slight majority in Louisiana for Republican Party candidates. When you add that to the overwhelming evangelical Christian support for very conservative Republicans, you have the recipe for Santorum's victory.
Up next, your calls on the presidential race and the battle on health care. 800-510-8255 on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The war had been going on for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the call to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. First, she'll crawl. Then take her first baby steps. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school. I'll be watching her run down a soccer field. Staying up all night waiting for her to get home from her first date. Wincing when she steps on the gas pedal and then the brakes. Beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma. Or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Gather your family, friends, and co-workers and join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Back to our discussion of health care and the Supreme Court hearings this week. As a matter of fact, today they hear arguments on the central question and the constitutional challenges to the health care overhaul. How it answers the question depends in large part on how the justices decide to frame the core issue. The challengers, 26 states, led by Florida, the National Federation of Independent Business, and several individuals, present the central question as one of individual liberty. May the federal government, they ask, compel you to buy this product, in this case, health insurance, from private companies? The administration urging the court to answer a different question. May Congress decide in fashioning a comprehensive response to a national crisis, regulate how people pay for the health care that they almost inevitably need. So what's the question for you? 800-510-8255. As you know, there are sharp differences. The polls suggest that there are. Yesterday in Washington, I interviewed a number of people who have very strong opinions about the essence of this question. One of them was Vincent DeMarco, who showed up at the Supreme Court from the Maryland Citizens Health Initiative,
which is an organization working to achieve quality, affordable health care for all Marylanders, and we've made a lot of progress. And thank you for having me on your show, and we're just thrilled about the Affordable Care Act. This law is going to be great for all Americans. It's going to expand health care to 30 million people who don't have it and make health care more affordable for all of us. So we really like it, and we're hopeful the Supreme Court is going to uphold it.
So you say.
We say that we hope that the court's going to uphold it, yes.
The issue is, see, the thing, the news media has done the usual routine of scorched earth. It's all about Obama. It's not about Obamacare. It's really about whether you and I, that's what the issue before the Supreme Court is. The only real issue is whether it's good or bad. That's up to the politicians to continue to harangue about and be influenced, hopefully, by people of conscience on both sides. But this issue this week is whether you and I should have to pay for it if we don't want to. That's really what the issue is, whether you can be forced, and I use that word sort of in quotation marks, to pay for something that you don't want to.
The issue is whether Congress has the authority to make sure that hospital costs and other costs that definitely affect interstate commerce don't go up because people don't purchase health care who can afford to. And that's an issue which is clearly answered yes.
But who decides whether you can afford to or not?
Well, the fact of the matter is that under this law, you really have a choice, and you have to make that choice, because if you now can afford health care and decide not to take it, and you go to the hospital and run up huge bills but can't pay for it, we all pay for that, and that definitely affects commerce. So the Congress of the United States has the authority, just like they have the authority for the Social Security law, the civil rights law, and the Medicare and Medicaid.
But there is an agreement on that. That's why it's going to the Supreme Court.
Well, there was disagreement on those other laws. People went to court, challenged the Social Security law, they challenged the civil rights law, and right now, we are going to, in 20 years, we're going to look back on this law like we look back on Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid as integral parts of American law. Because let me tell you this, we all benefit from the Affordable Care Act. All of us. Every American now pays for the cost of the uninsured and people don't get health care. And now we're all going to have that hidden health care cost reduced.
All right. So there's Mr. DeMarco from the Maryland Citizens Health Initiative. Do you agree with him or not? I asked the question based on the first premise. He came back with a second premise. So what do you say? And do you have an educated point of view on this versus an emotional attachment to it, yes or no, plus or minus, depending on whether you like Obama or not? That's what a lot of people I noticed yesterday, those people who were out in front of the Supreme Court, it was pretty obvious that many of them didn't have a clue what they were there for, other than they don't like Obama, which isn't particularly convincing to members of the Supreme Court or anybody else, and those who were there who liked Obama. But the issue is far deeper than that, as we learn. This is a continuing conversation. There is a lady there named Spike Ward, who was diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer last year, and she explained her plight, her situation to me.
No, November.
This
very end of October, yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
So you're just now going through the first treatments.
Right.
And
I'm in
why?
The middle.
Okay, so what are you going through?
Chemotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
Went through the first 2 months of what they call the red devil, which is adriamycin. It's the stuff that really
makes you sick.
It's awful.
Awful stuff.
And now I'm off of that, so I can do something like this. I'm on a chemo called Taxol, which is once a week, and it's not nearly as debilitating.
I was telling you the story about my former wife who died last November after having lived with stage 4 for 20 years and went through all of this stuff 4 times, went through the same process, and to see her the second time she went through not only what you've described, but she had a process which took all the T cells out of her, the bone marrow and stuff.
Yeah.
They flush you then with chemo, pretty much kill you.
Yeah.
She was in isolation for a month, and the only people that could get in were me, her husband at the time, the kids. That was it. You think about these things, and over the years, because she had care paid for by, she'd gotten onto Medicare, and I never really quite remember how that happened, because she had insurance, but at any rate, she had coverage. These operations cost a couple hundred thousand, or by the time you go through the treatment process, over the course of the years, she figured that it cost the system well over $1 million. Now, we can have an argument or a discussion about why it's so expensive, but that's not really the part of the issue that we're confronted with this week. And we're not even confronted with the situation that you have and others. I'm hoping that you had insurance from some insurance company.
No.
So why you're here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
No, I was always insured,
Yeah.
And but the thing was, my husband has his own business, and I run my nonprofit, so we're both small business owners. We didn't have any kind of group health plan, so we had to buy individual insurance off of the, in the individual.
High deductible.
The worst coverage, but that's what we got.
Right.
And then over the years, it got so expensive that we were using our home equity line of credit when the recession hit so that we could keep paying the $1,500 a month to maintain that health insurance, and then our mortgage, the bank cut us off from our credit line. So that the time came where it's like, okay, we're going to have to take our chances now and live without health insurance, not knowing how long this recession is going to last. My husband was working, but nobody was paying, and people quit giving to charities in L.A., all the charities. So, and I had to keep working to keep this nonprofit going. It was the worst time of our life. We were really, well, stressful time in our life. So that's why I ended up doing this cartoon strip and doing a lot of paintings and stuff. Is like the only thing I could do. I was so worried about all this stuff. I thought I was going to have a stroke, not knowing that I had cancer in me this whole time.
How's your health been generally through your life?
Great. Yeah, so we're
like
paying
pretty healthy. You even look pretty healthy right now.
I know, I've got cancer. It's like, hey, what's up with this? There must be some sort of mistake. I can't have cancer.
All right, so there's a lady telling a story. You've heard that story, not necessarily from her, but from lots of different people. So what's the real story here? 800-510-8255. The story of Randy Barnett, a libertarian who teaches law at Georgetown, part of this whole scene. When the legislation was passed, Mr. Barnett argued that the bill was unconstitutional. Many of his colleagues on both sides dismissed him and the idea as being ridiculous. But over the past couple of years, through his writings, his speaking, his appearances, Professor Barnett has helped drive the question of this law's constitutionality from the fringes of academia into mainstream American legal discussion and debate, and into the agenda of the United States Supreme Court. So what's been created here? Again, most of the headlines that focus on this don't focus on the real arguments, the questions before the Supreme Court. They question on the emotional, either you like it or you don't, you like Obama, you don't. And that hasn't got anything to do. That's why this thing is pretty, I don't want to say clever, but well done by Professor Barnett and those who are asking the questions. It really is. And then the 26 states that are involved in this are part of a different question. But the political fight about this with the various other players, like Mitt Romney, for example, who in Massachusetts came up with a plan with the Democrats that was acceptable to everyone and actually works fairly well. So the people who don't like Obamacare because they don't like Obama, who say that Romney isn't the best candidate, are foolish because they haven't looked into what really is going on in Massachusetts. Is it great for everybody? No. But are more people covered? Yes. Does it cost more money? You can argue. I guess it depends on how you fiddle and diddle with it. I don't like mandates. I don't want to be able to, and I don't know, actually, that's the next question I need to ask to some of the people that will be around today later on in my Good Day program. How does the Massachusetts thing deal with those who don't want to buy health insurance? That's a pretty good question. I'm glad I came up with that. Anybody from Massachusetts know the answer to that? I'm going to do a little Googling on it right now as we pause in the countdown at 16 before the hour.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
Yes, it is.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
You bet.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, how expert-y are you?
I'm an 11.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com. And let the referrals begin.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings. Because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes, March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours. All of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
Grandpa!
Hey, Gary!
What appearance, sit down on the porch.
I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown, a review of the essence of discussions going on talk radio programs around the country, and certainly healthcare is front and center because of the arguments before the Supreme Court. The Massachusetts situation, as I read here, exempts by its design 20% exempted from the penalties of noncompliance, another one-fifth in the fraction of healthcare spending affected by the mandate. Costs for insurance, though, and for healthcare in general, I mean, that's really the problem. What healthcare costs, not whether or not we can afford it, and that isn't really addressed by most of this stuff. By the way, Arnold Schwarzenegger came up with the same sort of idea. He proposed it in California, or was on the way to doing that, and then it didn't get anywhere. But in Massachusetts, it works, I will tell you, fairly well. I know a lot of people who didn't have any coverage and who do now, and it's reasonably affordable, and the taxpayer doesn't seem to be taking it on the chin. 800-510-TALK. Here's part of a conversation I had with George Benjamin, an emergency room doctor who is the executive director of the American Public Health Association.
Well, the ER can be one place, but let me tell you, the cost shift to all of us is even in the premiums that we all pay, because the actuaries have to assume that the insurers are going to have to pay more.
Right.
So even if you don't show up to the emergency department, which is, you know, obviously the argument for the individual mandate, we're all paying for it right now.
Mm-hmm. So then what is this? We are sort of off the mark a little bit, as discussions like this are bound to get to the, you know, not to the heart of the issue this week. The issue this week is whether the individual can be mandated to pay for health insurance if he or she decides they don't want to. And that's been, you know, part of the discussion. There are a lot of people who are covered. You can find a positive and a negative to most anything. I happen to think that prevention, although addressed here, is not addressed enough. I think there's too much attention paid to the current system, which is fraudulent in many different ways. The obscenities of paying $4 for an aspirin and $6 for a box of Kleenex and all those other things, they're not really addressed here, and I don't know how you legislatively do address it, but they aren't. So the expenses are inflated to begin with. So whoever's paying them, whether it's us through the tax roll or us as insurance premium payers, we still are paying for something that is fraudulent in many instances. I mean, so that's why people think the government gets involved and it legitimizes paying these obscene prices, because nobody asks the right question.
Yeah, it's about transparency.
All right, so there's Dr. Benjamin there. It's 51 after on the countdown.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And the Supreme Court hearing on health care is what we are talking about, with your calls at 800-510-8255. Comments, emails directed to Doug at DougStephan.com. Following us on Twitter, you can get all that info on how to do it by going to the homepage at DougStephan.com. Supreme Court hearing the conversations, the lawyers arguing the constitutionality of the health care law, which was passed back in 2010. The conversation yesterday, today, and tomorrow, the focus of which is this, the main issue being discussed, the law called the Anti-Injunction Act. Justice is trying to determine if the law bars them from even considering whether the government can require Americans to purchase health insurance until after this the election year. And they seem, if you kind of were paying attention to the questioning and their points of view, this doesn't seem to be the argument that will move them much. So yesterday, not as important as perhaps today and tomorrow in all of this. 800-510-8255. So in terms of your thoughts on this, Leroy is in Maryland. He wants to be heard, so go ahead, Leroy.
I'm talking about the person who walks out, the person who says he doesn't need any health care at all, and he goes out there and all of a sudden he gets hit by a bus, and then he goes to the hospital, and because he doesn't have insurance, now, in essence, everyone else bears the brunt of him not having insurance. No, I do think that everyone who can pay, no matter how little it is, should probably contribute to the system, because even if they contribute in $5, $10, that's better than nothing. Because unless you're going to live in a bubble where nothing can happen to you, which is impossible, yes, we all need health care. We all need health care insurance. Yes, we do.
All right, so that's Leroy's point of view. What's yours? 800-510-8255. John in Pennsylvania with maybe somewhat similar thoughts.
Yeah, I hope they uphold the decision, and and that'll be over and done with. I'm not real positive that they're going to do that. One of the key ingredients in this, though, is that nobody seems to be mentioning for the last year, is what if it is overturned, and then we go back to square one, back before Obama's election, and we've got 50 million plus people without insurance. And then also, we're going to go back to $1,000, $1,500, $200, or $2,000 a month for insurance policies. What are all the genius Republicans going to do then?
Well, making fun of the Republicans doesn't fix the problem, sir. You may be right. There is a problem, and the fact that people are not covered is one of the problems. Actually, I should have used the word problems, because there are plenty of other things that are happening, including the costs of this, which really haven't been addressed, that need to be addressed. Louis, as we move up the East Coast in New York, go ahead.
I believe that we should have health insurance all across America for everyone. I'm a veteran. And if you're a veteran, you're entitled to health care throughout your life. And I believe that should be across all America. Also, the same way legal aid is provided to anybody that gets arrested or has legal matters to facilitate a counsel for them, it should facilitate a doctor for anybody in America.
800-510-8255. Let's get a quick call in from Jim in Florida.
I have one question. If this law is ruled unconstitutional, how about the mandate? The mandate in the Medicare Part D drug plan put in under the Republicans. It is required that everybody over 65 belong to a drug plan. That is mandated.
All right, and here's Bud in Illinois.
I've got a question about the mandate part of the law. Here in Illinois, we have a requirement that anyone who owns a car buy automobile insurance. And I'm wondering if the Supreme Court decides that the mandate for health care is unconstitutional, whether that could also call into question whether this Illinois law to require insurance for automobile drivers, whether that might also be unconstitutional.
Wow, what a great question. Wish we had time to deal with it. That is a very interesting question. What about other forms of insurance that are required? Food for thought as the second day continues. You can be sure we'll be talking about this tomorrow, as will a lot of your favorite talk radio programs during the day today that we monitor here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.